Trump says Zelensky not necessary in U.S. talks with Russia. President Donald Trump has faulted Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky for not doing enough to end the Russia-Ukraine war sooner, and suggested the Ukrainian leader's input isn't necessary at every stage of negotiations for a peace settlement. In an interview with Fox News Radio on February 21, Trump addressed criticisms he's faced for allowing a U.S. delegation to hold talks with Russian counterparts in Saudi Arabia earlier this week, without having Ukrainian representatives present. Following the meeting, Zelensky postponed his own planned visit to the country to distance himself from the meeting and its outcomes. Trump said Zelensky had neglected earlier opportunities to pursue peace and is now complicating negotiations. "I don't think he's very important to be at meetings, to be honest with you. He's been there for 3 years. He makes it very hard to make deals," Trump told Fox News host Brian Kilmeade. Throughout the interview, Trump expressed frustration at the extent of the damage and destruction both sides have faced over the course of the war. Kilmeade, at one point, asked whether Trump should direct the blame for the war's destruction at Russian President Vladimir Putin for ordering what Kilmeade called an unwarranted invasion to try to take back land he had no right to. Trump said that Moscow deserved blame for ordering Russian troops into Ukraine and that Zelensky and former President Joe Biden said the wrong things. "Putin could have been talked out of that so easily, but they didn't know how to talk. I'm not trying to make Putin like nicer or better," Trump said. "I'm just telling you the fact that war should have never happened." The president said once the war began, efforts should have started immediately to negotiate its end. Trump and Zelensky have already traded barbs this week after the U.S. president argued in favor of new elections in Ukraine and questioned Zelensky's approval ratings. Zelensky would have been up for re-election last spring, but Ukrainian law does not allow elections during a state of martial law. The Ukrainian government has extended its martial law status continuously since Russia invaded in February 2022. Reacting to Trump's recent comments about Ukrainian elections and his approval ratings, Zelensky alleged on February 19 that the U.S. president was being swayed by disinformation and was undermining efforts to isolate Russia diplomatically. Later that same day, Trump referred to Zelensky as a dictator and reiterated his calls for new elections in Ukraine. While Trump and Zelensky have shown signs of frustration with one another, the Ukrainian leader expressed optimism following a meeting on February 20 with retired U.S. Army Lieutenant General Keith Kellogg, Trump's special presidential envoy to Russia and Ukraine. "My meeting with General Kellogg was one that restores hope," Zelensky said in a statement he shared on social media. The Ukrainian leader said he spoke with Kellogg about the situation on the front lines of the war and raised calls for the return of Ukrainians being held prisoner by Russia. Zelensky also reiterated calls for security guarantees that will deter Russia from resuming the conflict. The Trump administration has been in talks with the Zelensky government about a deal in which the United States would gain access to Ukraine's natural resources in exchange for providing continued support for the country. Washington and Kyiv have yet to reach a deal for Ukraine's natural resources. Speaking at the Conservative Political Action Conference in Maryland on February 21, White House National Security Advisor Mike Waltz said, "President Zelensky is going to sign that deal, and you will see that in the very short term."